This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. Just a few hours ago, at least 800 people have been massacred by the real terrorist, the Israeli terrorist. Most of those people were children, were injured people in the hospital by an airstrike today. Today, the 17th of October, the 2nd of Rabi' al-Thani. I have many messages regarding this massacre. The first message is to those who were so hasty to condemn what the Palestinians have been doing, to the leaders of the world, to the leaders of the modern world, as they say, when they condemned the Palestinians, your condemnation actually was an endorsement for the Israeli terrorism. You are partners in this crime. You actually helped them in this crime. You paved the way for them to commit this war crime, and you will be held accountable. For our Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, is this what you want? You wanted the Palestinians to be killed and slaughtered like this? Biden, if you understand what you are saying, is this what you want? Now, show me, are you brave enough to condemn the Israelis? Rishi Sunak, come out now with a statement to condemn the Israelis for what they have done. Biden, other leaders, okay, the EU, condemn what the Israelis have done now. Are you brave enough to condemn them? This is my first message. But my second message, history will never forgive. History will not forget. Muslims will not forget this. Muslims will not forgive you for your crimes against them, for this massacre that you have participated in, because you are partners. And of course, they will never forget and they will never forgive the real criminals who committed this crime, who committed this massacre and this ethnic cleansing. And another message to the coward terrorists, the Israeli soldiers. Why couldn't you meet the Palestinians face to face? You ran away. And now you are using airstrikes to kill their children, to kill the injured people, to strike the hospital. Such coward. You will fail. You will fail, and you will fail the so-called terrorist country, Israel. And you will never succeed. And your project, the Zionist project, will fail. And we will see the failure sooner, not later. My third message to the people of Gaza. Don't give up. Don't surrender. Either you die with your heads up, you live with dignity, or you die as martyrs. And you know better than I do that your dead people, your killed people are martyrs. Allah Jalla wa Ala says in the Quran, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Yes, it is so painful for all of us to see those children, those women, those injured people massacred like this. But wallahi, we have our trust in Allah Jalla wa Ala, that Allah Jalla wa Ala will accept them as martyrs. And now they are next to Allah Jalla wa Ala in the heavens, as birds in the heavens. We have our trust in Allah Jalla wa Ala, that Allah Jalla wa Ala accepts them as shuhada. Unlike those criminals, if they die or if they were killed, they will be going to the fire of hell, and they will be burning in the fire of hell because they are criminals. They insulted Allah before they killed our people. And my fourth message, my dear brothers and sisters, that now we need to mobilize the entire ummah. Because the Ummah now should wake up, should know who are the real enemies. Who are the real enemies? And they should realize that, yes, today they killed the Palestinians like this. Tomorrow they will kill other Muslims. If we are not united, if we are not working together to become powerful nation, powerful ummah, then we will be continuously humiliated and killed. Another message, my dear brothers and sisters, from now on, we should not call those so-called Israel and those so-called Israelis except terrorists. We should call them like this. And not only that, in any interview now, if they interview any Muslim, ask the interviewer now, as they used to ask us, do you condemn what the Palestinians have done? Ask them, do you condemn what the Israelis done? Ask, and let us ask our leaders, those corrupted leaders, those who are partners in this war crime, do you condemn now what the Israelis have done? Before you answer any question, ask the interviewer, do you condemn what the Israelis have done? And finally, my dear, or just before that, I want now the entire Muslim community, whether in the UK or in Europe, let them wear the Palestinian flag. Let them put the Palestinian flag everywhere. Let the whole world know that we are with the Palestinians. We will not leave them alone. Palestine and Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa is in our heart. We will not leave it alone. And let them realize that this massacre will wake up the ummah, so they will regret that they have done this massacre. And I would like also to appeal to the lawyers and those who are involved in the legal actions to start taking legal actions, not against the Israelis because so many people are doing that, but against our leaders who endorse the Israelis terrorists. An important message to our brothers and sisters. Dua, dua, dua. Don't belittle the role of dua. Allah Jalla wa'ala may give victory to the people of Palestine because of the dua of an innocent person, a humble person in the middle of the night. As the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that Allah Jalla wa'ala comes down to the lowest heaven on the middle of the night, and he is asking, who is making dua? Who is asking me? May Allah Jalla wa'ala help the people of Palestine. May Allah Jalla wa'ala accept their dead people as martyrs. May Allah Jalla wa'ala grant them victory. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Another important message to our brothers and sisters. Insha'Allah, insha'Allah, soon there will be a way to send aid to Gaza and to the Palestinians. Let us mobilize ourselves. Let us be ready for that. Donate generously. There are, alhamdulillah, so many organizations, and they are waiting for a way to send aid to Gaza. Insha'Allah, that will be soon. Donate generously. Help your brothers. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam said, Allah Jalla wa ala will be helping you as far as you are helping your brothers and sisters. Finally, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, yes, it is wallahi painful, wallahi painful. I myself lost 14, at least 14 members from my family, my cousins, just 3 days ago. It is so painful. However, wallahi, I am optimistic. And Gaza will win. Gaza will win. And the Palestinians, they will, insha'Allah, they will receive their freedom and their victory and their dignity. And just remember, my dear brothers and sisters, that the Palestinians are not defending their own land only. They are now defending the honor of the Ummah. We need to wake up, because if Palestinians lose, if Gaza loses, then the entire Ummah will be humiliated, and those terrorists, they will terrorize every single Muslim nation one after another. That's why we need to be united. We need to work smart. We need to think strategically. And inshallah, I am very optimistic that victory, inshallah, will be the outcome of this. Allah Jalla wa Ala promised, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah Jalla wa Ala promised us victory. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَإِنْ تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. If you are patient and if you have taqwa, whatever they plot, it will not harm you. Allah Jalla wa Ala promised us, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah will establish this deen. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. Despite the pain, say Alhamdulillah, your head should be up. You should be optimistic, brothers and sisters. Read the ayat of Surah Ali Imran. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't be saddened. Don't grieve. Don't be down because you are superior. As far as you are believers, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, "In yamsaskum qarh, faqad massa al-qawma qarhum mithluh." If a calamity befalls you, then other people have seen many calamities, and this is the nature of life. Allah Jalla wa Ala wants to take shuhada among us before He gives us, before He grants us victory. Victory is coming sooner, not later, بإذن الله. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين.
لا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون. فرحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله ويستبشرون بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. يستبشرون بنعمة من الله وفضل وأن الله لا يضيع أجر المؤمنين.